as we lean back into it, if you missed this, I need to play a couple of things for you. You need to hear a couple of things. First of all, how is it that Abbott was able to keep secret, almost secret, the closing of that formula factory in Sturgis? How did they pull that off? Serious question. There was a whistleblower in September. The closure came in, what, February? Yeah. Came in February, right? And nobody was talking about it. How did we not know here in Michigan that that had happened? How do you not know that? It would seem to me you would really have to work kind of hard to protect that from happening, but somehow we didn't know about it, but the administration did. The administration knew about it because they were told directly about it. They were told directly that this had happened and that there was going to be a problem, that there would be shortages, and yet... And yet, they did nothing. And now they have this to say. I want to go to Byte 13. When finally he is forced to talk about it, Joe Biden has this epic response. Byte 13, go.
Should you have taken those steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have. But we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed.
Yeah. If we'd been better mind readers, or if you had just paid attention to what you were told. Just pay attention to what you were told. Also, that was yesterday. Yesterday, little Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, hammered on the formula shortage. The transportation secretary, who is a disgrace and incompetent, just like most of them, here's what he had to say. Byte 14, listen to this after the lecture.
I know the president said more action's coming, but this has been ongoing for months. There were supply chain issues already. Then you have the issue with this one plant, Abbott. Whistleblower in September, February, the recall. It's May. Why has it taken so long? And why did the president on Friday seem to say that it was new information to him? He said, if we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have done something earlier.
Well, look, the administration acted from day one.
Acted from day one? No, they didn't, Petey. They didn't do doodly squat from day one. Yeah, Pete Buttigieg is just... Well, he's the leader for the Democrats to get the nomination. You want that twit to be president? I'm sorry, but absolutely not. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden may not have been a mind reader. Have we been better mind readers? Mind readers. You were told. Hold somebody accountable for the love of Pete. Not that Pete, different Pete. Anyhow, Byte 15 may not have been a mind reader, but he was a fortune teller back in 2020 as he saw the future in 2020. Byte 15, listen to Joe Biden.
We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of food. We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. We have plenty of food. We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. We have plenty of food.
Oh, we have a leadership problem, all right. You see, there he was. Fortune teller. Fortune teller. There he is. Joe Biden. Yeah. Yeah. At any rate, I mean, it's an embarrassment, and it's the latest driver, by the way, for really negative poll numbers. Don't get me wrong. the price of gasoline, the inflation that is outpacing any increases for average workers, and people know it's getting worse, and people know that the challenges are getting taller, and people know that there's a struggle coming, and people know that it could get far worse. And so that's why the Democrats are in full-blown panic. They should be. They should be in full-blown panic because they thought, well, the abortion thing. No, the abortion thing is not going to do anything. The abortion thing, listen, the hardcore abortion at any time up to 40 weeks gestation, that crowd is already with the Democrats. That's already part of the base. That needle doesn't move. And even pro-choice people don't support the idea of full-term abortion. No thinking person would. No decent human being would. How could you possibly? Right? How could you possibly? I mean, it's barbaric, to say the least. Anyhow, so that's not moving the needle. I'm telling you right now. It has not changed anything for the Democrats. And in fact, with Hispanic voters, they're closely aligned with the Roman Catholic Church. I believe it may have done them damage, real damage. There you go. I'm going to take a quick break here and have some final thoughts as we lean into this week. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.